Sharkan Amir's dad and the head of Khan Boxing. Life around Amir's never dull, is it?
No, it's always exciting, you know what I mean, wherever he goes. But it's all good.
Obviously, we know very well that Amir is always living in the public eye. As his dad, but also as the head of Khan Boxing, that must be challenging because as his dad, you want him to be safe and secure. You also appreciate in a business sense that Amir's profile is part of what makes him a success.
Well, yeah, it is. It's like I said, because of his profile, this is why everybody, you know, that's why he's always in the media, whatever he does, whether it's for a good thing or a bad thing. Unfortunately, because of his profile, everybody wants to know what he gets up to.
Now, over the last 24 hours, Amir's Khan opponent, Phil Le Greco, Canadian, fought a couple of world champions, has been depicted in the press as a bit of a no-man. Who's Phil Le Greco? And initially was regarded as a bit of a joke character, but he's actually come here today and actually showed that he means business, and he's not just here to roll over. He's taken this personally, and it looks like, from a bystander's perspective, he's going to do anything and everything he can to rattle Amir because he wants a fight.
Absolutely, no, this is a tough fight for Amir, you know, and this guy's come to win, you know, that's what he's going to be. He's got nearly 3 months to prepare for the fight, so he's not going to take it lightly. You know, Amir wanted a test, and that's why we picked this guy. And like I said, he's going to have nearly 3 months to prepare, so he will be ready for the fight on the night.
Some people are saying at this stage of his career, he's been inactive for a couple of years, we might not know how much he's got in the tank until the 21st of April. What are you looking from here to do on the 21st?
Yeah, absolutely. He's been ticking over, you know, he's been in the gym, in and out of the gym and stuff. So it's not as though he's just been sat down doing nothing. And he's had an injury with his hand, etc. You know, he had an operation, so he's okay now. That's the main thing. And like I said, he's looking good as well. And, you know, he's so early stage of his training now. Hopefully he goes out very soon to San Francisco for his training with Virgil Hunter. But no, he's going to prepare. He's going to prepare for like a world title fight. And hopefully everything will go to plans.
Now, Shah, for all the time I've known you, I've got to try and find a different way of asking the same question over and over again. And I've actually got one because I've come over from Bradford today just caught chatting to a lad called Shoaib, basically. And just started talking, said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm off to meet Amir Khan to go to news conference." The first thing he asked me, any ideas what it was, I'll tell you. Ask him when he's going to fight Kell Brook. You must get stopped all the time to ask that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the Kell Brook fight going to happen down the future, you know, down the line, of course. But the thing is, Amir is a 147 fighter. I mean, even this guy Greco was going on about it. Again, I don't know why, you know. Amir is a 147 fighter. That's the weight. And hopefully, you know, if Kell can come down to 147, why not? He'll fight him. You know what I mean? There's not a problem. And that will fight, possibly will happen, you know, down the line. But he has to be at 147. You know, Amir is not a big guy, you know. And this guy, in fact, we wanted this fight at 147, and he's the one who didn't want it. You know what I mean? So Amir said, "Listen, I don't care. Give him a little, a few more pounds." So we give him another 3 pounds. He's going to fight him at 150, you know. So, you know, I mean, but in reality, Amir is a 147 fighter. I mean, look at his frame and everything, and that's the weight you should be fighting.
There is a danger, of course, that somewhere down the line, one of them trips up or decides that they've had enough and walks away. And, you know, that would be a shame.
Well, it would be a shame, really. But the thing is, you know, these fights can only happen at the weight where both fighters are comfortable at. If Kell can't make 147, then obviously it might not happen, you know what I mean? Because Amir is a 147 fighter, you know. Kell was a 147 fighter as well, you know. So hopefully, you know, in down the line, in the future, can be done.
Looking at the welterweight division, it's always been the glamour division, and we've got two outstanding Americans at the moment. I think most people would agree that both Keith Thurman and Errol Spence are outstanding boxers. Could that realistically happen?
Yeah, it can happen. You know, it can happen. There's big fights out there, and that 147 division is a very tough division, you know, and it can happen. And, you know, that's the division that everybody needs to be. But, I mean, when Amir was at 140, that was all the guys were there, and now everybody's moving up to 147 as well. But yeah, I mean, them fights will happen, you know, and they're the world champions today.
Finally, Shah, we've seen again today a lot of love for Amir back in the UK.
Absolutely, you know, everybody loves Amir, and he's looking forward to fighting Liverpool. And you know, it just goes to show, you know, his fan base is great in all over the world.